Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Great Mates is going live in 3, 2, 1.
Depending where you're streaming us, you might not be familiar with who we all are. So maybe despite the names that are written beneath all of us, because you might be wondering, for example, where does Great Choice come from?
Exactly.
Wait, laugh gets me every time.
Oh no, live react now. It's going to be bad. Especially if we had like weird shit to say.
This is going to be an hour of the girls laughing at Wayne laughing.
Pretty much. Also known as my life.
Yeah.
You used to girls laughing at you, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Like a whole lot. And then I get dressed in shit. No, anyway, so, all right.
Captions are auto-generated, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so we apologize in advance for however many of those that go wrong. So let's go around the horn real fast, shall we? And let's start off with the man who's wearing two hats today, even though really it's only one on his head. It's Cade, and he can announce, other than believe, where else he's from.
So I am also one half of the Great Mates podcast with Troy, who is that little lovely gentleman right there. Somewhere.
Nice one.
So that is Troy. He's the co-host of Great Mates with me, and it's basically just me and him hanging out and just talking a whole bunch of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Usually comic related because we're a bunch of fucking nerds.
Good to see.
Or as was it Chris who pointed out in the group, it's funny how you disbanded Comic Confidential and then within a few weeks it's basically back to doing Comic Confidential.
Completely different.
In a shorter format.
Yeah. It would have saved us a lot of fucking trouble if we had have just kept the name, kept everything, and just shortened the goddamn show. Mm. Here we are.
Hindsight.
That's it.
Anyway, so there we are. And your other podcast, Believe, for those people who don't?
Oh, yes, Believe. It is a podcast where I interview people who have had unusual encounters with the unknown. And it is very, very good. And everyone should go subscribe to it and give it a 5-star review on iTunes.
Oh, everyone hang on, already does. I didn't know we're doing plugs here. I didn't know we're doing plugs.
Oh, no.
Right,
so Paul didn't get his soundboard in because there was a technical issue. So now he's going to use these filters on this broke ass 12 sandwich eating fucking board that he's got.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. Now, by far the nicer voices you can hear, and of course see this time around too, are the girls from Fangirling, and we'd love to hear what Amy and Rachel have to say about this whole phenomenon.
Look, this has been a ride.
It's been a wild ride. I don't know how we ended up here.
We can't work any technical stuff. We wing everything. So, yep, here we are.
So here we are drinking wine and having a chat with the blokes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say, with regard to fangirling, I remember this one favorite episode of mine where the girls and Cade were together and they talked about boyfriends, superhero boyfriends. Right?
That and was so fun.
That was the bomb. And y'all were talking about how whether the Hulk had a green dick. That shit is gold. So look that up, everyone. Look that up.
Yeah. We aim to
look it up.
But that's
we also talk about in the Harry Potter episodes, Voldemort's penis comes up a lot. So,
oh, lots it does.
Lots of things.
Well, we just lost about 3 of the live streamers from that conversation. But do you want to say
not
what
even sorry
about and not just penis sigh?
Yeah. So. Essentially,
the word is panacea. Sorry.
Panacea, I like it. We get together and we just fangirl over any topic we want, really. And it's just a lot of banter. And there is the occasional penis joke or bit of a thirst, shall we say. Thirst for wine.
There's a lot of thirst. Let's not lie about it. Mm. Amy and I get thirsty about everything.
Everything.
That is a sale right there. So, everyone just log the hell on.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, Fangirling is probably my favorite podcast of all time because the Amy and Rachel, man, they are like hilarious AF.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Troy's like, maybe you can eat my ball sack. How about that?
Exactly.
It is a great podcast, though. Thanks.
Did you know that there's another fangirling page on Facebook, which is when I typed in fangirling the other day, that came up first.
I saw that too.
I was horrified.
Get out of town.
So,
all right. So I'm taking over this episode now, and all we need to do is make a list of how we destroy the other fangirling
podcast. I'm down for that. Nice. Let's do it.
Very nice.
I'll call China.
All right. Okay. And then we are around the horn to us, and that, of course, we are the countdown. And Wayne and I count down a topic each week, kind of like what we're going to do today, but expand. So we're only going to do top five because it'd be crazy to do a top 10, given we're already at
almost like 12 of us,
half past eight Eastern States time, and we haven't started officially yet. So that's what we're going to do. And the topic is the top five things that you want to consume during lockdown, or as it may be now in Australia, coming out of lockdown. Yeah. So maybe we're a little late, maybe in some parts of the world.
This is any pieces of content at all. We always talk about movies, but this could be anything. This is just look at this shit, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because I don't ever get to watch movies, so that kind of content for me is like that's a hard sell.
Well, it will be interesting to see what different choices people bring to the table. So, should we start? Should we get rolling on this?
Yes.
I think we should. Yeah, I think we should.
Yep. All right. And I'm randomly going to do this. Let's go with Rachel first because I'm worried she's going to fall asleep on us if we keep her up any later.
She's got wine in my pajamas. So unsurprisingly, the first thing that I came up with was to rewatch all of Game of Thrones from beginning to end. Just do
very
it.
Nice.
It's been a year now. Cade, shut your fucking face.
Wow.
So even with the bad season, like the bad series ending that everyone thought blew, it didn't ruin it for you because that's the only reason I haven't gone back anymore. I'm like, no, I know how it ends now and I'm not happy. But you still dug it when you went through it, right?
Well, I mean, you have to. You have to see it through to the end regardless of how shitty the end is.
Yeah.
You can't just kind of pretend it doesn't exist.
You can.
I wish I could.
Look.
I wish I could. I got to like the third episode, and I was like, maybe I should just end it here and not go through with the rest of it because from episode four onwards, it's just like a.
When's the Red Wedding? Yeah, that's right. Nice. Damn. Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Paulie, who's next?
Well, let's go straight to Amy.
Yeah.
Straight to me.
As she slams down a wine.
Thanks for that. Three wines deep. I'm going to go with a movie. Can I go with a movie?
Sure.
Yes. Forrest Gump.
Oh, no, yes!
Get out of here.
Fantastic. That's how you roll. Nice one. Yeah.
What the serious fuck?
Lick my crack. I hate that shit. All right. So anyway.
Well, get your tech sorted. Don't steal my iPad next time.
Well, your shit didn't work. Oh, suck it. All right. Nice one. Well, Forrest Gump, always a favorite of yours?
Yes. So it's actually my husband's favorite movie ever of all time, right? His favorite movie. I'm not even joking.
Is he reading this?
Yeah. No, I'm dying at this comment I can see.
You? Lou Fry says, I'd rather be fisted by Mike Tyson than rewatch The Shower of Shite that is the final season completely ruined for me.
Hey, tell us how you really feel, Lou. Come on now.
Thanks, Lou.
For the record, Lou, I have actually been fisted by Mike Tyson. Game of Thrones is better. That's how we do. Okay. So, by the way, so Ames with Forrest Gump. Paul doesn't like Forrest Gump because he's a bitch. All right? You hear that, bitch? So, like,
that's why
it's
he's
like,
gone. He's like,
see you. That's why, no, he just like, walked nothing. Out.
By the way, we are in the same house, me and Paul. It just looks like we're in different places. We're on different sides of the room. So magic. I can hear him do shit over here. All right. Yeah. So anyway, sorry. Yes. But Forrest Gump, but I love Forrest Gump. So thank you. We're all in on that.
Hell yeah. That's Forrest Gump. No. That's a great pick.
No. Oh, Troy.
No, Troy, you don't count.
I'm with Paulie on this one. Forrest Gump is it's a piece of shit.
Wow.
You guys are so outnumbered right now.
Yeah, I don't pretty even much.
Know what the hell are you talking about, man?
No. I feel like sometimes I feel like Paul and I are the only two people on the planet that feel this way about Forrest Gump. But
sane people, Troy. Sane people.
Honestly, it's like I don't
it's only a small group of us, but we're fierce.
It's we're like vocal. Don't like coriander.
That's Wayne.
I don't like coriander, man. It's nasty.
Oh.
It
tastes- oh.
Show know,
it's,
me
like a, it's called a super. It's genetic. I got a super.
It's
tasty
a genetic
gene.
Thing. It tastes like soap. It
tastes like soap and desperation and fucking death. It just it's actually a dark taste. You're like,
oh. So your sex life has a taste.
No.
This took a dark turn.
It does, and it will do that. It will do that. I mean,
yeah, welcome to the countdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that it's
anyway,
Kate, you thought you were going to be the one triggering people. Really, it's Amy with that pick.
Yeah, that's a good
that
pick.
That was
though.
Definitely trigger bait.
Like,
all right.
Paul yeeted himself out.
I don't know if I'm going to have to get stuck in. So, all right, over. Let's go around. Wayne was signaling me to go next. Is that the deal?
That's off camera, motherfucker.
Oh, right,
let's
right.
call the stage direction, you punk ass bitch. Fuck. All right. Okay, well, I have something to show you guys. It's a little bit different. It's actually a website, okay?
Oh,
the website okay. I'm going to give you.
Hang
now,
on.
Before I tell you about the website, this is very important.
Does it have hub in the name?
Called... Sorry?
Does it have hub in the name?
Oh, in... Well, I'm not talking about that website. No, this is about...
This time.
Well, this is about a movie called Finding Forrester that was done back in the day. It had Sean Connery in it, and he had... he was basically... The story is he's you know, mentoring a wayward youth, like an African-American child. And at one stage, this is in the trailer. I never saw the movie, but in the trailer, he sort of gives the boy a spur on by using his urban vernacular. So he wants to say, "You're the man now, dog." But because it's Sean Connery, he's like, "You're the man now, dog."
Right?
That's right. Now that spawned. That spawned a website that Paul and I found this website 20 years ago. You remember this shit?
Right.
Someone gave it to us. Someone made a website called YouthemanNowDog.com, and it's the most pointless website you've ever seen. I'm going to show it to you right now. Here's what it is. Ready? Come on, bitch! Don't work now.
Wait, you're really showing it to
son of a whore.
Is that all it does?
Yes. It is just Sean Connery with a loop of him going, "You're the man now, dog. You're the man now, dog." And that's it. That's the fucking whole thing. And I should mention that. Come on, shut up, you bastard.
Yes, please. All right,
so the reason is someone actually put that together and then paid for it to be alive for 20 years. Check out YouTheManNowDog.com for no reason whatsoever.
You can consume that for such a long
I'm
time.
I'm just saying, I know it's a quick one, but now you can't believe someone did this shit. You'll sit there for a while going, "I can't believe the world is such a weird place."
I think. You've missed the brief. Shock horror.
What a shock.
Yeah. If anyone listens to our show, they'll be like, what?
No, they'll be heading right to YouTheManNowDog.com.
They'll have done this,
and then,
this completely legitimate double take. They'll be like...
I'm surprised it's people. Not number 7, to be honest with you.
All right, well, let's get to the believer himself, Cade. Give us your fifth choice.
Oh, look, number 5, and this is an easy pick because I just watched this, and Troy and I, we have this fascination with this certain character. He's not a person, he's a character, Nicolas Cage, and he's just been typecasted for this role. And this is Tiger King.
No.
You got to binge Tiger King because this it's a bloody good documentary. And
love Tiger King, hate Nicolas Cage as Tiger King.
What? I'm currently
about it.
I am currently
you hate so Nicolas?
How to delete someone else's stream.
Rachel,
you just wait until you hear fangirling this week.
If you are hating on Tiger King, you can Get the F out of here.
Nah, I love Tiger King.
Not on Tiger King.
Oh, if you're
hanging on. I hate Nick Cage.
I hate
even
you.
Even in The Rock.
Even, yeah, exactly. Even in The Rock.
Even the, rock even the listeners everything. Are replying to this. This is shock and disgust.
This is that sad person's face. Is that a sad emoji?
I don't know.
It's like a shock.
It's a shock.
It's shock. Wow. It's shock and dismay.
Yeah,
I don't know, kiss emojis these days.
But yeah, look, if you haven't seen Tiger King, get on Tiger King because that is a very good documentary.
Brilliant.
100%.
Love it.
Good choice.
Hell yeah.
And clearly read the brief. So
listen, Vagisil, mine was an actual piece of content. It was a piece of content. Maybe. I think it was fine. I think it's totally fine.
Let's just find out whether or not.
It's not Wayne's website. He didn't make it. Mark Brown.
Oh, yeah. I started Wayne here at the man mowdog.com.
So I should clarify here. These comments come up way later than they do in the actual. So you might have typed something and they'll come into our stream thing here like 3-4 minutes later. So Mark wrote that a while ago and I laughed at it and it's now appearing here. So just if we're like delayed in our replies, apologies. All right, Troy, I think it's your turn for your fifth choice.
So my number five, I've actually gone with a podcast, right? Now, I don't know how many of you guys listen to How Did This Get Made?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone? Yeah. Yeah, so,
too many ads.
Oh, come on now. It's not the Believe podcast, mate.
Shit.
Well, hang on. All the Great Mates podcast.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how to turn it off. If I knew how to turn it off, I'd turn it off.
Deep cuts, man. Who would be in the burn fish? All right. Well,
yeah, yeah.
Now that we're snapping at each other, it's all good.
So I figured there's no better way than, you've got a podcast that covers shit movies most of the time. They're mostly shit with genuine actual comedians. And then you've also got the ability to watch said movie prior to listening to said podcast. So I don't know if you could spend a better way wasting multiple hours, not only just with, the movie, but with the actual podcast itself. But, man, it's hilarious. They rarely have a miss. I think the only time they've really sort of missed it is when the movie itself has just been absolutely terrible. But they still find a way. So I like it.
And it has that super hilarious, like two super hilarious guys from the league in there. Like the two like biggest, I reckon the funniest guys from
Andre,
the league on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
No,
that's what I mean. So it's genuine funny people. Who, get some pretty good guests in as well. They've had Seth Rogen on. They've had Adam Scott in there. Plenty of people. Nick Kroll, Ike Barinholtz has been in there. So, yeah. Daniel Radcliffe for the Fangirling Girls. Boom. He was on the show.
Excellent.
That got a reaction, Troy. Well played, sir.
Yeah. So there you go. How Did This Get Married? Nice. Subsequent movies for my number five.
Lovely. Very good. Really?
I like the way you've added in the movies attached to it. So that's a clever choice then.
Good call.
Yes. Right?
Far cleverer than a website that says...
Eat my fucking box, man! Man, we're to the next choice. I think we got to hear your choice now.
No, we do. My choice is... I'm looking for time here and commitment in this particular choice.
I need to try and justify this.
Ironically, my number three and number one would probably... And number two take more time. I'm going with... These three horror documentaries that combined run for 15 hours.
What? Holy shit.
Yeah. So the first one is called Never Sleep Again, which is a complete documentary about all the Nightmare on Elm Street films. Then there's Camp Crystal Lake Memories, about all the Friday the 13th films. And then there's In the Search for Darkness, or The Search for Darkness, which is all about 80s horror, just as generally.
I would rather give my dad a blowjob, but okay. What is it that... 15 hours, son.
Yeah.
15.
Yep. And they're magnificent. For horror film fans, mainly only. So I can see Kate looking almost as disgusted as the girls.
Rachel loves horror.
I love horror.
Oh, you do?
Love horror.
Well, in that case, if you've not seen it, well worth checking out.
Wow.
15 hours is a fucking long time.
That's too long, man.
The Friday the 13th one is by itself 6 hours.
What?
Holy shit.
You know what that is? That's genuine lazy filmmaking.
No editing.
Yep, couldn't hire an editor.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't edit, Cade.
Yeah, exactly.
You just get shit. Right.
I can't help but feel there was a veiled joke there. That,
out of interest.
Yeah.
Sorry, is it good?
Well, two or three of them are good. The other one, I'm halfway through and I'm still deciding. But, you know,
it's ass. Horror. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, we're back around to Rachel for number four.
All right, so there's this really cool series on Netflix called The Stranger. And it's like really dark and really mysterious. And
What
are you going to do, Wayne?
Nothing really. There's a move that some guys use called The Stranger where you lay in your hand. But then because your hand is all messed up, right, you have to sellotape it on your dick, and then it feels like a stranger. Sorry, but please keep going to The Stranger. Sorry.
And we looked at each other with the same thought, except I would never have said it, but of course now Wayne had to.
You brought me for a reason. Sorry, please, Ray. I stepped all over that.
So this is just a documentary of people giving themselves a stranger then? Is that what we're... Is that it?
That's what it is, Troy. That's what it is.
Excellent. I'm in.
Yeah, it's in. It's 15 hours. 15 hours.
But see, it's after 15 hours, your whole hand will just drop off.
Yeah. I wouldn't be worried about that hand dropping off.
Because it's just one bloke for 15 hours straight. That's all it is.
Well, it wouldn't, that does make no sense because they wouldn't be a stranger anymore.
Well, yeah, you're numb after 15 hours.
He just alternates hands, you know. He's going with one. He's sitting on the other. He's going
high fives in someone else.
Yeah, switch to an elbow.
High fiving someone else.
We're getting a lot of love in
here. But the stranger's great. It's one of those that it keeps twisting and turning, and you don't know what the fuck is going on, but it's really great.
Could you give us a basic plot synopsis, other than it's weird and strange?
No.
Yeah. Look it up, Paul. You got to Google it.
Can I just ask a question? Is this the show that Dexter is in?
The guy who plays Dexter?
No.
Yeah. Not, isn't it?
No, I know which one you're talking about. I don't think it is the same one, Troy.
Isn't that called The Stranger as well?
Maybe that one's just called The Hand Drop.
Anyway. Yeah. It's called The Dutch Rudder, and it's him and a friend.
No, it's got a few well-known people in it. It's British, so I don't think that the guy who plays Dexter is in it.
No, I'm thinking of something else then.
No, it's the guy who's on Spooks. It's Richard Armitage.
Ah, so a British person then.
Well, maybe this is, I don't know, Carl, basically, yeah, Richard Armitage and the girl from Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Lily.
Evangeline Lilly?
No, the bad, Lily. The baddie.
Oh, I was like, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one.
Fuck, how many girls are there in that stupid show?
The one who plays Ghost.
No. The one who what?
The one who's the bad guy who plays Ghost.
Yes, there you go, Ghost. Yes, I couldn't remember the name.
Oh, I know the one now, yes. Excellent.
Okay, cool. Nice choice. Well, I think it's a nice choice. Sounds like I need to check it out.
It's just really mysterious. Just watch it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Just like the description of it.
who was next? Was it? It was Amy, I believe.
I think it was Amy. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're moving away from The Stranger and hand jobs into an Instagram page called The Blue Boys.
Oh. Yeah, boy.
Has anyone seen this Instagram page?
I'm a blue staffy owner. I'm like,
you are.
It's by law I have to follow them.
Right. So essentially, it's this Australian couple who own two blue staffies, very similar to Kay's dog, and they literally document their entire life. And these dogs are the cutest fucking things you have ever seen. And I found myself an hour on their Instagram page. An hour the other night, I scrolled through their Instagram page.
Perfectly understandable.
Meet the
dog. Yeah. No. An hour is a lot more than you're the man now, dog. Okay. So
hold the phone, ass sandwich. You're telling me that the Instagram page is valid, but the website isn't.
Could it's you? Bullshit. I want you to put that on for an hour and do it in the same room as it. All right.
It's a content piece. There was no specification on the time. So all right, 15 hours. Fucking Mr. 15 hours. All right. So there you go.
Sorry, yeah, the that Blue sounds Boys awesome. On Instagram. Hit them up, honestly.
I'm doing it now. I'm actually doing it now.
That's so puppies. Cute.
Dogs. Yeah, dogs are awesome.
Dogs. You can't go wrong.
You can't do it now because it's your turn to pick.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, as it happens, Paul, my next pick is a podcast just like Troy's, which means I got it right. So eat
mine. Hooray!
Thank you.
Hey.
It is, in fact, the Empire. Remember this magazine called Empire with this magazine shit? They've got a podcast called the Empire Podcast. And it's not the whole show, not the whole podcast I'm pointing you to. I'm pointing you to a specific episode. Do you all like Tom Cruise or the Mission Impossible franchise? Anyone?
Yes.
I like the Mission Impossible franchise.
All right. Okay. So here's the thing. Christopher McQuarrie is talking with the guy. There's two episodes. It is 6 hours. It's not 15 hours, but it's 6 hours. Now, here's the thing. You're like, shame, we're listening to a damn podcast for 6 hours. Completely understandable.
Well, you're clearly not a Joe Rogan fan.
Dude. Oh, yeah. No, that's long form, right? But this is over two episodes. It ends up being 6 hours of content. I'm on hour 4.5 and I'm riveted. He's talking all about the stuff that happened, all the Tom Cruise secrets, all the like, shit that all the people dealt with. People were yelling at him. Really, really cool. And they
by riveted, do you mean when you first told me about this 4 weeks ago, you haven't finished it yet?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, good. Hey, I got shit to do, man.
1 hour a week. That's all you get.
Well, it is rather long. But yeah, there you are. So I'm telling you, this Mission Impossible Fallout Empire McQuarrie thing, very, very cool. Worth a look. In the background, through in the background. One guy talking.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Better, closer to the mark. Cade. Let's see how you go with your next choice.
All right. So my next choice, it's a movie. It's a double feature, if I'm being honest. And well, this is something
you have time to watch a double feature movie?
Well, this is something I'm trying to sneak in. And I spoke about this actually just on the most recent episode of Great Mates, I believe. Maybe it's one coming out this week. Who knows? Listen to find out. And that's that is the Infinity War Endgame. Infinity War and Endgame doubleheader. Watch that shit back to back.
I've done that. Done that this isolation break. I can concur.
So, it's good. It's good to do. Mm. It's long, but it's good to do.
Well, how did you fit it in amongst watching Winter Soldier 40 times, Joy?
you just got to find the time, baby.
Exactly. 40 isn't enough times.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, Winter Soldier is such a good movie. It just flies by. You don't even know the time's gone.
Yeah, that's because most people fall asleep during it.
Oh. Fuck, what?
And I'm sorry for stepping on your choice is 3, 2, and 1 there, Troy. So yeah.
That's fine.
Troy, I like the Winter Soldier. I'm with you there.
Do you have do you have a preferred one, Kate? Infinity War or Endgame? Which is the better?
Infinity War is way better. Like Endgame has that like last scene, basically. Mm-hmm. Out of that final act is like that is if that final act was in Infinity War, it would be like the perfect movie.
Well, it would make sense, would it?
Oh, I guess not. I guess not, mate.
What a stupid thing to say.
Why would you come on the internet and say such a dumb thing? Like, those movies don't even line up time-wise.
That'd be the weirdest jump. If you go from the end of Infinity War,
it's time travel,
all of a sudden,
it's time travel.
Chuck in that endgame sequence. All right, whatever.
Troy comes in here with his logic.
Get out of here, nerd.
Well, let's see if Troy can back up the shit talk with his number 4 pick.
I bet
it's
not
a poem.
Because my number 4 pick is, it's a culmination of a whole bunch of things. Because I think now is the perfect time to go on a BBC crime drama binge.
Ooh.
So, Yeah.
When you said BBC, is it the lockdown guy that you're talking about with the? So, yeah, okay, sorry.
Why did I think
I'm
I
so
could
sorry.
Be on a podcast with Wayne and say BBC and get away with it?
I have no idea.
Foolish.
Anyway, the British Broadcasting Company is a. So, anyway. A British crime drama binge watch because they've got amazing shows. They're all available on most of the streaming services now. You've got Luther, Sherlock, Broadchurch, one of my personal favorites, Line of Duty. We binged like 5 seasons of that in the space of 2 weeks or something like that. Being British, that's about 4 episodes. So, you know, it's fine. But they do have shorter seasons. they've got shorter numbers, but the episodes are usually about, you know, 80, 90 minutes long sort of thing. So you get your, you still get your value. And they just do, they do crime dramas better than anyone else in the world for some reason.
You know, that one you mentioned? That Line of Duty one? Yeah. I know a few police, a few 5-0, right? And they all love it.
I do too.
Yeah. No, it's a thing, man. I don't know. It's like, yeah. Anyway, nice.
Yeah, very sweet. Nice. No, it's good. It is good.
Can't knock it. And I'm going to bring something new to the table because I think I'm rounding out this round.
Go for it, son.
My choice. It's a game. It's a game which is free, even.
Oh.
It's Call of Duty Warzone.
Oh.
Is that the one on your mobile?
Sorry?
Is that the one on your iPad and stuff?
I don't know. I play it on the PlayStation, but it's on PC and Xbox and obviously all that stuff as well. I was waiting for Amy to chime in that her husband plays this game.
He does.
There we go. That wasn't the most enthusiastic answer.
No.
It's an extension or expansion from Call of Duty, so you don't need to have bought Call of Duty. You can just play this sort of battle royale mode of it, and it's just fun. And because it hasn't been up until the last week in WA, the chance to do this kind of thing, be in the same room with friends and the like, we tended to get online most nights around 10 p.m. and game for an hour, hour and a half, and shoot a lot of people, die a lot, and curse the world and our misfortune for not being better than 13-year-olds who have lightning quick reflexes.
Mm. Yeah.
Are any of you guys gamers? Like,
no.
As in go online? Mm. No, right? No. You kind of, Rachel?
Oh, Rachel, yeah.
Ray's a gamer?
I play, right now, I'm playing Diablo with the family. Diablo 3.
Oh. Damn.
With the family? Is that like a violent game?
Yeah, is that a family game, Rachel?
I don't know, I've never played it. That's a legitimate question. It wasn't judgmental. It was like, is that violent?
Oh, I'm judging.
Yeah, I mean, you're killing stuff. If you don't watch
Fortnite with my daughter,
it's generally okay.
Right.
I see.
So we just skip all the cutscenes where it gets scary and shit, and we just run around and kill things.
Very cool.
Excellent.
Cool gameplay. Nice one. Okay,
awesome. Just a family film.
I play. Yeah, I play Fortnite with my daughter. You know, so she basically runs around. Then when anyone gets close, she throws the controller at me and says, "You do it."
That's me.
All right, that's second round done. We're on to number threes and back to Rachel.
Yay! This one is a podcast.
Nice.
Yay! You guys are going to pay me out for this. I'm going to get so much shit. It's Mystery and Murder Analysis by Dr. Phil.
Is it Mr. Phil or Dr. Phil now?
And no, it's Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, all right.
And he spends
whitest,
like...
non-white person I've ever met. Honestly.
And once again, Wayne's all on his lonesome.
I'm such an Oreo.
I can't get a cab up in here. It's fucked up.
So it's Dr. Phil. He, like, goes through a murder mystery, like a real-life murder thing, and he takes about 5 episodes of his podcast to, like, take you through it and analyze, you know, the psychology behind it all. I think it's really cool. I think it's really sweet. Wow, so he starts off with Gypsy Rose, who's like, they made a TV show about it recently called The Act. She murdered her mother because her mother was like making her pretend that she was disabled and really sick and everything, and she wasn't. And it was like this whole thing. And then she met this guy and they like orchestrated her murder, and now she's in jail. But he actually goes in and interviews the people involved, and it's really interesting. It's super interesting.
True crime, Dr. Phil style. Yeah.
It's true crime, Dr. Phil style. Exactly.
Is he still on Oprah?
I still think you're watching Oprah. Sure, I'm sorry when you're saying that.
So it's like combining the two white girl things, you know, true crime, Dr. Phil, put them together. MDMA. And then, baby, it's amazing.
Combination.
Very nice. All right. Nice choice there. And from one podcast to something different, or are you going to have a podcast for us as well?
No, it's something different.
Okay.
So I've actually gone with a YouTube channel.
Okay. Right?
Ooh, okay.
So I'm not sure if you guys have been doing any cooking while you've been in isolation.
Hell yeah.
Yeah? Great. Yep. Have you seen That's What I Reckon?
No, but I'm intrigued. Oh my God.
Great. I love this. So it's essentially the most
Wayne, metal. Nachos don't count.
Fuck you. I used to...
They do count.
I love nachos. It's essentially the most metal-looking guy you will ever see. His hair is longer than Rachel's. He has. Like,
oh, I saw this guy. Yes. I know what you're talking about now. Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. Right? Please go on.
So he is pretty much as Aussie as you can get. He swears in every second sentence, I'm sure. But he makes some fucking amazing food. And I was always one to be like, you know what? I'll just buy some bolognese sauce in a jar. That's fine. Like, it's not that bad for you. And then I watched him make an actual sauce from scratch, and I was like, fuck, man, I can do that. Now I've made everything that he's made on his cooking show. Yep.
Really? So it's easy to do?
Yes. So easy. And look, it takes a bit longer than putting, you know, just tipping a jar into a pot, but the satisfaction. So twofold. I've been cooking a lot and watching a lot of YouTube. There you go.
That's a perfect combo. Nice.
Yep.
And the real winner here is, of course, Amy's husband.
So fun fact here. Reese is a better cook than I am. He is a much better cook than I will ever be because I'm lazy. So it'll say something like, put a teaspoon of honey in the recipe. And I'm like, ah, fuck, man, I got no honey. So I'm like, oh, well, maple syrup's the same, right? I'm one of those people who's just like, oh, well, that can go in and that can go in. He's very strict, and that's why his food tastes better. So he's been getting in on the action as well. It's been great.
Nice. Awesome. Nice. Very, very nice. Very impressive. All right.
So cool.
Cade, a tough one to follow.
Oh, I don't know. This pick is pretty fucking outstanding. if I do say so myself. There's a story that goes along with this. My wife was watching Married at First Sight, which is an absolutely dog shit TV show, right? She wanted to watch some of the episodes on replay. So I jumped on the TV, jumped on the app, and I thought it was a Channel 7 TV show. It turns out it's a Channel 9. However, the silver lining of this, I was looking for maths, and I found that you can watch all of fucking Smallville on 7 Plus.
Get out.
Yeah, it's all there, all free. Somebody save me, baby.
What?
Nice.
On which app is this?
7 Plus. It's all there.
Get out. Right.
You got to deal with adverts then, but otherwise, yes, it's all there.
Who cares?
I'm sorry. Adverts.
It's totally worth it.
That is pretty cool.
For someone who doesn't watch a lot of TV, though, that's a lot of TV on your picks, man.
I know, man. It's only 10 seasons of Smallville with 24 episodes.
That's like 10 seasons of Smallville.
I think we have the winner for length of investment going here.
Oh, yeah.
For the record, I was into the Smallville, like, big time, because to me it was like Dawson's Crack, only it was Superman, right?
Yeah.
So that's cool, right?
Yeah.
That's, like, an awesome show to watch. And then I fell out around season 5. Did you watch all 10 seasons,
Kate? Hell yeah. Yeah,
all right. Did he turn into Superman and play at the end? Is that what happened?
Just go and watch the last episode.
Oh, can't say? All right.
Let's just say yes.
All right, obviously there's some okay.
But not in the way that you may think.
You should definitely invest 10 seasons worth of your time to see what happens at the end.
It's not even 10 seasons, it's 5 seasons.
Five seasons. Yeah. Easy. Easy.
You won't be disappointed.
You will not be disappointed at all.
110 episodes.
Oh, it's good. You're saying it's good.
No, you're missing the sarcasm, dude.
I can't pick up sarcasm. I can't do it. It's my disability.
No, wait.
It's like Game of Thrones.
It's actually good. It's actually good.
Oh, damn.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Damn.
No,
right.
No, it's actually good.
Unless your name is Dexter, it's pretty hard to be worse than Game of Thrones finale, but anyway.
True.
No, that's the worst. That's the worst.
How you met your mother?
Yeah, exactly.
So bad.
Fuck that.
That was terrible.
Fuck how I met your mother.
Yeah, well, I won't spoil it just in case there's someone live streaming who hasn't watched it yet. They're like, oh, halfway through last season. What are they talking about?
It's a bold way to go.
All right, Troy.
Yeah, me. What number are we up to? Three.
Yeah,
third one. Yep.
Third one. Okay, so my number three is going to be a comic series. It's a comic series called Saga. Anyone who's listened to Comic Confidential long enough, or Great Mates sometimes, I think maybe I've mentioned it once, I don't know, knows that I love this. It's 54 issues deep. That's 9 volumes worth of comics. So there's hours and hours of content to kind of consume there. But there's another 54 on the way as well. So the creator, Brian K. Vaughan, always kind of thought it was going to be 108
very issues. Specific.
Very, very weirdly specific. Yeah. But I think because it fits perfectly into a certain amount of volumes or something like that, or maybe they can make, you know, a number of omnibuses or whatever they call omnibuy. Is that it?
Next one. Yeah. I'm sure it is.
we'll go with that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically, it's like a space opera fantasy style sort of series. And it's basically about, you follow two people who are from two extraterrestrial kind of warring factions who have been at war for centuries. And they kind of hook up and they have a kid and then they go on the run and there's people chasing them and there's bounty hunters and stuff. There's space cats. There's
space cats?
Space cats. There's three titted women playing. Yeah. Multiple titted women. It's weird.
Multiple titted women? That's not good, man. No, it's not
Wayne
good.
Was like, soul. No,
but do I mean multiple titted women? Or
yeah.
Multiple
no, did you say women with multiple titularies?
Jeez, I need the soundboard.
Don't most women have you multiple
titties? Sorry. Anyway. More than two. I mean, more than two.
Yes, numerous.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Or is it just lots of naked? Okay, cool. I got it.
But all of it. But anyway, so it's kind of like it's super violent. It's very cool. It's really funny at times. It's beautifully drawn. And it's basically, think of like Star Wars, but adult and violent and cool.
All right.
Maybe not the best word to use. No, Star Wars is cool, but it's like a different sort of cool.
Okay.
Used all to right. be.
Edgy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Once upon a time. God damn, kids. But that's me.
Very nice. All right, so I've had a series of films and I've had a game, and now I'm going to bring out a series of books because no one's talked about just straightforward old-fashioned books, damn it.
Books, old school.
Yep.
Bring it on, book man.
Eat up some time in your lockdown. And I could, you know, I could have gone the George R.R. Martin and I could have said, you know, Game of Thrones books, they're better than the series. Well, if you ever finish the fucking things, we might be able to find out about it.
Oh, here we go.
9 years since the last book came out. 9 years. So, no, it's not George Martin. I'm not giving any more fucking press than he's already gotten off me.
Classic Paul rant coming up for you guys.
Instead, I'm going to go with a British fantasy author named Joe Abercrombie and his first law series. No one will have heard of it because it's a little bit more niche, though. He's quite successful in the fantasy realm. And it is a grimdark, so, which is basically, it's really dark fantasy, like Game of Thrones-ish. And lots of characters died and all that kind of stuff, but he's very cynical in his take on everything. So without the sweetness and light element, and then
the sweetness of game and lightness of Game of Thrones,
yeah. Sweetness and light, sort of the way they act. But everyone in this thing is like struggling. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know you.
And then after the first series, which is very much sort of fantasy based, then he has standalone novels. The next one is set the same world as like a revenge thriller, and then the next one is like a war drama, and then the next one's like a western, all set in the same world, which is really fucking cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Joe Abercrombie's, check him out.
Are there many, many books?
There's 6 plus a series of short stories, and the 8th book in that world just came out.
Damn,
I haven't read that one yet.
So you like writers that write? Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unlike George R.R. Martin.
700 odd pages long.
Yeah, no, not so bad. They're all about 400, 450.
Oh,
somewhere okay. In that range.
It's doable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he contains himself and he doesn't worry about whether or not he's got the right number of pheasant eggs on the table during a fucking banquet scene that stops him from writing a chapter for a whole fucking month.
Sounding a little shirty there, but never mind.
Just a little bit. All right, cool. We're back around to Rachel.
Actually, you missed me, but it's all good.
Oh, did I miss you?
It's
shit. All good. Oh. Not deliberate at all.
It's totally fine.
Sorry.
Totally fine.
Sorry.
I'll be quick.
In shame, I'm now going to go and get myself a beer.
Okay, nice out there. Okay, everyone, I'm going to tell you about a story. Actually, it's a series that got canceled really quickly, all right? And it's called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, all right? It's got Chandler from Friends in it.
What?
Yeah, oh, like, see, he's right there. Yeah, so here's the thing, right?
Oh my god, does he even look like Friends?
Is this Aaron Sorkin?
It is Aaron Sorkin. Yeah, he wrote this thing, and it's like if 30 Rock was serious. Okay, it's in fact like a drama, and it's like an Aaron Sorkin drama. It's like Facebook Movie Man. It kills. It's like Social Network. Mm. Really, really pithy, good dialogue, and it's about the backstage at like a Saturday Night Live type studio production. Very cool. Tons of walk-ons. Sting was on it. It was like all kinds of cool shit, and it just got canceled really quick. Don't know what the deal is. Ran like 22 episodes, and then boom. But it is actually magical. And it is the coolest dude talking to a chick to confirm to get her to fall in love with him moment on TV. It's really, really cool. Yeah, yeah. So Amanda Peet's in it too. So yeah, worth looking at.
Sorry, Michelle.
Just go with the name again. What was the name again?
It was called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, and you can find it on Amazon Prime.
Oh,
so,
sweet.
You know,
oh, nice.
Give it a try. That's give it a try. Very, very cool.
It's nine short of a good time, but that's awesome. All right.
Sorry again, Mr. Out there, sir.
Just going to re-beer real quick.
No problem.
But continue.
Paul tag team's in.
Check. All right. Then after that, much more appropriate recommendation from Wayne. We're over to Rachel.
You weren't even here, Anus.
That's all right.
Okay, so what's this, number two?
Yep.
All right, so I already did like a redo type thing when I said rewatch all of Game of Thrones, but I think that it's appropriate to reread The Hunger Games. I'm saying this because the new book is coming out, so I think that everybody needs to go back to the beginning and reread The Hunger Games in preparation for the new book.
Peter.
It's going to go deeper into, like, it's not good enough to watch the movies because it's going to go deeper into the lore of that world and, you know, how the Hunger Games started and what happened after the rebellion of District 13 and the rise in power of the dictator, President Snow. So I think it's really, really, it'd be a cool thing to kind of go back and read it.
Are those books like actually enjoyable for an adult to read? Like, are they kind of like the Harry Potter books? Like, you know, those early ones where they were like really targeted towards the younger readers where it wasn't like overly deep?
No, it's more like the later books where it's a lot darker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can I ask them
had to really tidy it up for the movies, otherwise they were going to alienate half of their audience by getting like MA ratings and shit like that, because it's super violent and it's super dark. So, you know, you've got these characters who are suffering from PTSD and whatnot, and then you've got, you know, children literally murdering each other. So
nice.
Can I ask?
It's not for the faint-hearted. Yeah.
What did you think of the movies versus the books then? So you're basically saying the books are way better.
The books are way better. What I did like about the movies is, though, you got to see other people's perspectives, because the book is only from Katniss's perspective, so it's really quite biased. Mm. But you did get a little bit of insight into what other people might be thinking more accurately than you would in the books, because it's kind of if she's thinking about what somebody else might be thinking, it's her opinion of it rather than an actual fact. So you can go and watch a scene with President Snow walking with one of the game makers, and you're seeing it as it happens, not as she thinks it happens.
Mm. Yep, gotcha. Okay.
So nice. It's worth it to do both, to like read it and watch it. But in preparation for the new book, I'd say definitely read them rather than
Can I ask a question?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? Have you seen Battle Royale? And do you agree that it's
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
No. I'm not going to get into it.
Well, I'll tell you it hasn't. Is it?
I'm not getting into it. I refuse.
Is that her name? Who wrote the books?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She certainly hasn't, Joy. Yeah. She promises you and indeed everyone, she never, ever, ever had never, ever heard of that book. Movie. Oh, book. Actually, it was a book first.
She said specifically, no, I've never seen that movie about Japanese kids on an island that have to kill each other. Never heard of it. Don't even know what it's about. You know, I believe it.
Just to publish.
Oh, see, my brother says it's a good movie.
Oh, it's your brother.
That's your brother.
Yes, that's my brother. It wasn't some person hitting on me before. It's just my brother.
Somehow that's
both, I totally thought it
that's
was.
That's both relieving yes, and we all thought that.
I knew somebody would, and I was waiting for the opportunity to be like, yo, that's my brother.
Yeah, good call. Because otherwise we're like, ooh, Dr. J trying to get some ass. Oh, wait, no, it's her brother. So it's like, yeah, I know.
Can I just
funnily
say, I can't
enough, my husband's name is also Jacob, so it's super weird.
Damn. Oh, damn, that's really confusing. Yep. Could have gone either way. Yep. Okay.
Wow.
You can I just say that there's a few questions coming through. I can't reply to them in the Great Mates thread for whatever reason, because I guess I'm not an whatever. All I can do is not acknowledge them. So Luke has asked, where's the soundboard? Good fucking question, Luke. Wayne is looking at the iPad that the soundboard runs off because he couldn't get his iPads to work. So I'm sorry about that. It's it will definitely...
My shit was new, man.
Wait. And that's because your soundboard is a heinous crime.
That's right.
How
it's a box full of
you,
ball sacks. That's what it is. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. What are the odds to find the two people in the universe that don't like soundboard on the same fucking live stream?
Oh, we're not the two in the universe, man.
We're just the two ones who are brave enough to stand up and say, fuck
that's
that soundboard.
Right. Everyone else is scared, man. Everyone's scared.
Yeah, I am fucking scary. You can tell.
Yeah, a little.
Okay. So thank you, Rachel, for that choice. Over to Amy.
So I actually nearly had a Luke Lane moment there. I skipping over that. I actually had the exact same thing that Rachel had on my list. So I'm just going to throw one out there because I did have reading The Hunger Games again, or watching the movie. So fangirling. Mad. Yeah. All right. Number two then. Okay, I've told a couple of you this and you're all going to groan and I'm sorry, and that's why I left you off the list in the first place, but I've been watching a lot of Gogglebox.
Oh.
Never seen it.
No, wait. I see clips of the British one and it always makes me laugh.
It's
and
so
I've seen the Aussie
funny.
One. It's because people curse and say shit and they say the same shit you say, except they're more bogan than me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
More bogan.
I was always one of those people who, similar to like shows like Maths and things like that that we've already talked about, I was like, oh man, that's just how shit, what a terrible thing to watch. And then I don't know how it happened and I was just watching, actually I do know how it happened. I was watching the episode of Gogglebox where they were watching Tiger King and I was like, well, it's my two favorite things all in one. So now I'm addicted to Gogglebox.
Understandable. A lot of people see that.
Yeah. So I can't stop myself either. If I see a clip of it on Facebook, I get into the dark spiral of watching Gogglebox clips. But anyway, I've cried while I've been watching it. I've laughed. It's just, it's a situation.
You're way too emotionally invested in Gogglebox.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the episodes of Gogglebox where they watch things about dogs that I cry. Like when they're watching like Vet Hospital or something, I'm done.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
So like it's like you're watching the show, but you're also watching all these people cry at the same time as you.
Mm-hmm. So, this is, I don't want to make this into a competition, but between listening to fangirling and this conversation tonight, I'm wondering who cries more at content they consume out of Amy, Rachel, and Kate.
Rachel. Oh, Kate might be up there. Kate. Look.
It could be Kate.
It's definitely me. It's definitely me. My time is precious. If something's shit, I cry.
Plus, once you've had a kid, it changes. That something weird happens, right?
Yeah.
You suddenly get more emotional about kid-related, like, oh, that family, oh, that poor baby of that someone in that country that I've never heard of before. Oh, that's awful.
You grew compassion?
Yeah.
And it took a child to do it?
See, most people get a dad dig. He grew compassion.
I'm a very
So I missed that.
I'm like a weird crier. Yeah, so you can put me in front of the a movie with people in it, and like My Sister's Keeper, for example. Have we seen that?
No.
That kind of vibe. All right, essentially this girl's got cancer and she dies and it's very sad, okay?
Damn.
Didn't cry, didn't shed a tear, nothing. Yep. I watched Marley and Me, and I had to have hydrolytes because I dehydrated from crying. That's a true story.
It's much easier for that.
I had to drink hydrolytes for a week.
So would you say
that's how I was with My Sister's Keeper.
Yes.
Like from the second it started, as soon as it started, opening frame, crying, tears. It was awful.
I'm an ugly crier, as you may have imagined. I'm not Demi Moore, you know. When there's crying with me, right? There's manly tearing initially, but then there's some fucking sobbing.
And then
at the same time, I laugh at myself at what a bitch I am, so it looks like that's what that shit looks like.
And if you want to talk about the one time Wayne cried from beginning of film to the end, very emotional film, Dead Man Walking. So if you want to hear the story as to why Wayne was crying, doesn't quite gel with what the movie itself.
No, it's not. Long story short, I had a date and she's like, let's go see Dead Man Walking. I'm like, bitch, really? Everyone's going to die at the end. What the fuck?
I didn't say bitch.
The whole movie, she's crying and heaving, and I'm actually just getting angry. I'm like, I told you this shit would happen. And then so I'll never watch that shit again. Anyway, sorry.
Guess how much ass Wayne got that night?
Zero ass. Donut. And I'm not talking about the ass.
Hey. So there you are.
All right, sorry for the segue there.
All right, so we have definitely established it's Cade. We're not quite sure whether it's Amy or Rachel. It depends on whether it's animals or humans. Take your pick. Okay, this one won't miss you out, Wayne.
Sure, okay. Guys, I'm going to get a little bit weird here. I just want to tell you that this is the
going
thing
going to get.
Just an hour into the live stream.
I don't know how this is.
Normal, Wayne.
I don't know how it's going to go. So have you all heard of something called ASMR? Anyone?
Yes.
Okay, now
weird.
Paul's about to call me a thing.
Well, what I would do is now go, you know me.
Oh, yeah.
If I had the soundboard.
Yeah, you can't do that, man, because ain't no damn soundboard, bitch. That's what we do.
Witty breasts.
You can't just do it. You can't just do it. Anyway, so long point, yeah. People, ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, okay? And what it means is, it actually is people react to sounds, right? You put earbuds in and it's odd sounds like someone rummaging through a makeup case or brushing the mic like this or something,
what
right?
A bunch of shit. No, next to the girls doing this.
I'm about to get to that, right? No, I've always had this thing. It actually does give me a thing, right? Now, if you go on YouTube, if you go on YouTube and just put in ASMR, there's dudes and chicks.
Yeah, how many
doing
ones do you watch?
I've not seen a dude one. Right. But the thing is, right? I'll give you a hint here, okay? I will say to you that some of the people who do this on video, they are called ASMR artists. All right? That's what they're called. Right? And some of them, it does get oddly sexual, but it did not start like that. I'm going to show you a picture of an ASMR artist called Amy. She's called ASMR Amy.
Well.
Oh, weird.
Okay, look.
What she's doing is... She's making sounds. She's got two mics because it goes in each ear.
She definitely has two mics.
and she just happens to have a rack of lamb exposed. But if you...
ladies and gentlemen, incidentally, not at all related to the video, and it's not cropped or framed in such a way that you would think. It's just an unfortunate... Every other video she's got does not have her wearing that clothing.
For the record, okay, I use this when I'm going to sleep because it does calm me. Jerk the peen, not to J my D, all right? But just like to.
Well, it's not you if you're lying on your
hand. No, shut up, bitch. I'm going to do a straight to Okay. No, but here's the thing, right? Because I'm trying to sleep, I ain't watching it. I ain't watching the cha-chas, man. Like, I'm just listening. So really, none of that's going on. None of that shit's going on. So it's really just about the sensation. When
you have the computer to memory, you don't have to watch them all.
Shut up, bitch. Well, I'm suggesting everyone try a little bit of ASMR. You got some headphones? Put them in. You know? You never know till you try, and you try all different things. It's just kind of interesting, and I thought it would be interesting for the listeners.
Can wow. I just say, I went away, and I had to be away from home for quite a while, and I usually fall asleep listening to something, like the TV's on or whatever. I didn't have a TV in the room that I was in, so I thought, I'll just Google ways to fall asleep.
Yep.
And I like found ASMR
yeah.
and I put it on because I thought, oh, this will help me go to sleep. This sounds great. And it was just this weird person whispering into a microphone.
Okay, you got the wrong video, right? Like, that's what they do. He was like,
have a great night, sweet dreams. And then they're I'm out.
I'm not into it when people start talking because these chicks, like Amy Samara Dami, she's doing fucking sounds with her mouth, right? Not blowjob sounds, just talking. Yeah, right. Just general sounds because some people dig that.
Rule number
one. Or they get like plastic and they like crackle
mic brushing. That's actually more like because that is like a sensory kind of thing that some people get, obviously. No one in this room except me. So,
rule number one is if you're doing a podcast, don't eat on it.
No, she's not doing a podcast.
But the point is, like, anyone recording, because that lip smacking noise.
It is when you're trying to hear someone talk.
I spend half my fucking episodes cutting that out from both of us, not just you.
Yeah, okay.
It's awful. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's ASMR, folks.
And well done, Rachel, for finding the one ASMR artist who's male in the entire
there
universe.
There are many, I just don't know any.
They don't have big cha-chas.
One guy does.
All right, now we're around to Cade.
Look,
thank God, no, not thank you, Wayne. That was awful.
I can't believe this. I'm doubling up with Wayne here. No.
You could have made it all better, Cade.
Yeah. That's weird. You do you, man.
I take risks here for your enjoyment.
No, that's cool. That shit would infuriate me. I would hate to hear people doing stuff like that. It's annoying. I get annoyed like when my dog licks something. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Well, you're the one who put peanut butter on your dick. Sorry.
Jesus. All right. Actually, you know what? That's a really good segue into the my number two pick.
Wait.
Because it's messed up. It's messed up. My number two is messed up, and I'm proud of it. It is it's a comic book series, and it's a very messed up comic book series. It's my favorite comic book series of all time. I've spoken about this a billion times on Comic Confidential, a couple of times, maybe once or twice on the Great Mates podcast, and that is The Boys comic.
The Boys.
Heard of it.
It is, if you don't like comics, this is the comic for you because it's like the most anti-superhero type of comic book series out there. It is like a parody of the Justice League, but the Justice League are all scumbags. And there's a group of, you would call them vigilantes, I guess, but they're hired by the CIA to take down the Justice League. And it is absolutely full of the crudest things that you'll ever see. And you just need to read for an event called Herogasm, where all the heroes and the villains lay down their arms and their pants.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm. It is like it's,
and then what?
It's like an orgy island.
Wow.
Oh.
So that's coming in season two?
Yeah, that'll be season two of the TV show.
Yeah.
It'll be moving coming in. Yeah, okay.
Spoilers. Wow.
So, And yeah, seriously, like if you like dark humor, because the humor is absolutely fucked in it, it's the best comic book series for you. And it goes on for ages. I think there's 160 issues of it. So it's a good read that will get you through a long, long period. And it's fairly cheap to buy as well because they sell it in sets.
Nice.
And you like the show as well?
Yeah, what do you think of the show, Kate?
It's so good. Like, the show, is, it shows like 1% of what the actual comic is. So if you think the TV show is like a bit edgy, man, the comic is amazing.
Nice.
Okay. I am intrigued. But in the TV show, they're not hired by the CIA, right? They're just sort of this vigilante group, literally.
Oh, it's alluded to that they're hired by the CIA. Like, they're working in cahoots, yeah.
Okay, maybe I missed those subtle inferences.
Yeah, you know, but, all right. Well, just a plot, you know, it's not that important.
I think at some point the CIA actually pays Billy the Butcher in the TV show.
They did?
For a check. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that shit.
It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
All like right, excellent. Moving right along. Clearly, I was not paying close enough attention at all. I can't even come up with a joke to help myself here. Moving on.
I'll see you, Paul.
Great choice. Chris, it is their turn.
All right, number two. Now, I might have to throw two early 1990s Dennis Rodman up in the middle there for this next one.
Paul loved Dennis Rodman in high school, everyone.
That was the most amazing fucking story, by the way.
I've gone red.
But the Last Dance on Netflix, which you guys just spoke about recently, is probably, in my opinion, one of the best documentaries to come out in a while, just purely because it captures, like, and unfortunately, Paul, I was a massive, massive 90s Bulls fan.
And most of the universe.
Yeah, but I was there before it was cool. I was there, you know.
Like in 87.
No, but not too long after, because this, you got to understand, this is the world before the internet and stuff like that, so I had to know about it somehow. I was digging for it. I had to go searching for it. You can't just be like a bandwagon fan just because you see, you know, everything on the internet and stuff like that. So,
and Troy's like, Scottie Pippen was actually my favorite player too, not Jordan or.
Yeah, it wasn't even Jordan.
Yeah.
I was a massive Will Perdue fan. Yeah.
Luke Longley. Yeah.
Yeah, Luke Longley. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sports. Love it.
I don't know shit about sports either.
No, no. Amy, you say this. But Christina, my partner, is pretty much the same sort of way. Normally, you know, not sort of too much into it. But she's been watching along and digging it and everything as well, because that's just it's the type of documentary. How it's done is really sort of really engaging. It flips back between time. So, you jump into the 80s to the late 90s, because it's obviously about the 97-98 run to the championship for the Bulls.
So clarify there, sorry. Was this, they won two and this was the third year?
Yeah, so they already had won three and then they were on their second run of three. Yeah, they had won two. Yeah, there was a two-year gap. Okay. All right, Paul. We know there was a couple of years in the 90s where they didn't win, okay.
Thank God. Preserve my sanity.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you there.
But anyway, the best story to come out of this is that Paul was a massive Dennis Rodman fan.
Whereas I wanted to be like Mike. So, yeah. Nice.
I like Space Jam.
Ironically.
Yeah. Right? Honestly, go check it out. There's six episodes out. I think another two might have dropped today, being Monday. Did. So, haven't had a chance to check those out yet. But it is very, very consumable. And in a time where we have no live sports, really, what better way than to relive the golden era as one of the greatest teams of all time?
Bulls. 100% agree.
The Bulls.
This is true.
But not that part. I agree with a great show. And even as I said, for a non-Bulls fan, it's compelling TV. It's a good description.
Absolutely.
All right. Speaking of TV, I've avoided it this long, but I did promise Rob Walters, I believe, that I would talk TV. So here we go. This one was coming, and if you didn't see it coming, then you pay no attention to me at all. It
no one saw it coming.
Yeah.
Right,
I didn't mean in this group of people.
I meant among our three or four
listeners. Sure. Yep. I am talking about Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, damn. I thought you were
Vindication.
Yes. Hot damn.
So you don't even need to soundboard now, do you?
Toy
I love this. This show is excellent. Like, it's not... It's not the the world's most sophisticated show, no. But it has a great set of characters you really genuinely come to care about, and they are very well defined. Even the Scullies of the world are well defined by the fifth or sixth season. So I love their shit as well. And then they wrote out the worst character of all, which was Gina. So
once, oh, they got rid of her.
Yeah, once they got rid of her, the show just was like, I'm like, now there's nothing for me to rag on at all. Gina was great for the first three seasons and then became like an ultra parody of herself.
Is that Chelsea Peretti, that one? Yeah. No, that's
Jordan Peele's wife?
Is that, right? That so?
That's correct.
Yeah, I read that somewhere. In the, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
The more you know.
There you go. We all learned something new today, except Troy, who clearly knew that already. So very funny, and of course, this is the point where I would have been peppering this live with I would be hitting the fucking soundboard button like, yeah.
You see how much nicer bitch, and quieter the life. See, better life, better without that shit. So yeah,
I know who's speaking. It's amazing.
I love it. It's a fantastic show. Good. I'm almost finished season six, which is where Netflix ends, and I believe season seven's almost finished in the States. Yep. So there we go. Stephen Burton saying very much the same thing there. So thank you, sir. Great show, good fun. It's hard to go wrong with.
I think
9-9.
I think Captain
9-9. What
Captain
I love Holt about 9-9 is like everybody can relate to a character.
Yes.
Mm. Who are you, Paul?
Or several?
You're Andy Samberg, aren't you?
Well, put it this way: I've recently been doing a new job for a few months, and I've got a few months left to go on it before I go back to my regular job. And I am the head of a service, and I have modeled myself on Holt.
Yeah, I don't think you can swing it, but okay.
Is it the skin color?
It's part of it.
I'm definitely Amy Santiago.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be.
I can't imagine why you would go for Amy. Amy.
I'm not even because her name is Amy. I am literally like her. It's sad.
Some of the latter parts that once her and Jake are married, spoilers. And they're riffing on the fun and games between the two of them in terms of like what turns her on sexually. Geez, that makes me laugh.
Oh, really?
He's like, I organized your file for you to tell me more.
Yep.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like a good organized file, I do.
There you go.
Kay, do you watch? You don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, do you?
I've watched three episodes of it, and I was like, it's enough for me.
All right. Well, just so everyone is aware.
He doesn't like anything that sparks joy. He's like a reverse Marie Kondo.
He is.
Mm. I don't even get that reference.
Because he's not Asian. That's why. I would say Kate's probably the perfect amalgamation of a Hitchcock and a Scully. Perfectly together.
I'm Googling this. Hitchcock and Scully.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
Can we also decide that this show has the best cold opens of all time?
Oh, absolutely. Some
of
those
are legitimately fucking hilarious.
Was that Backstreet Boys one?
The Backstreet Boys.
That was because that was pretty
graphic example.
Okay. Oh, my God. Hitchcock, I'm vibing that.
Yeah, and the one where they're all standing around and trying to guess why Amy is late because she's never late because I'm assuming, Amy, you're never late. And based on your identification with her, and then he says, well, clearly she got held up at the bank because they're all like, oh, no, she got mugged by this and all this outlandish. And then he just says, well, no, clearly she got held up at the bank and she was taking out money for this, and that's why she's, you know, she walks in, everyone's like, what happened? So, well, I'm just like 4 minutes late. Yeah. And she's, well, I got held up at the bank, and he's like, hot damn.
Yeah,
moving on. That's right. My number two.
Oh my God, Stephen Burns. Definitely he's Skullcock.
Skullcock.
Comment of the night. Well done, Stephen.
That's great.
Fantastic work.
Amazing. Well done for Kay for letting it through to the keeper so we can all read it.
Brilliant.
Very good.
Captain Holt, one of the best characters on TV.
Holt is life. Hashtag Holt is life.
Okay. Yeah, he's good.
Wonderfully played by Andre Brower. Or Brewer. I don't know. We'll do. Let's move on. Let's wrap it up here. Our number one. Shut up.
It's just because I spent a large part of today listening to this week's The Countdown episode. And Paul's constant butchering of foreign names is just It's the ongoing gag of my life. It's amazing. I live for that shit. It's so good.
Yeah. You and Netflix and Swill.
It's all good.
Dan and Caleb. I'd never hear the fucking end of it in our chat.
So good.
Okay, cool. Let's move on then. Number one, the very most consumable thing in lockdown or whilst coming out of it. Rachel, you're leading us away.
Yes. Get Disney Plus and just fucking turn on The Simpsons and you're set.
Yep.
But, you know, it's only the first couple of seasons that are actually good.
Do you want to draw a line somewhere where you should stop watching, Rach?
Wait, has it gotten bad?
No.
Come on. How much Simpsons have you watched in the last 14 years?
Not much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
but there was a gold period towards the, like, the middle seasons.
Years three, I don't like the three through nine, I reckon, are about.
Gold?
Yep.
Jump the shark, huh? Okay. You say that, Rach?
It's, I mean, when you watch it, you certainly realize that they got away with a lot back then, like a lot of racism, a lot of sexism, homophobia, all of that. I don't know where I draw the line because I haven't. Yeah, it was a golden time.
It was.
You're trying to catch a Me Too hashtag. Like, it's fucking hilarious. You know, everyone needs a sense of humor.
Agreed. I'm tired of getting fired.
Look, the two brown people are being like, yes,
exactly. We're like, listen, everyone, you need a little bit of racism, okay? It's just natural. We're brown, Twain.
Next thing you know, white people white beat your bold. Kids.
Yeah. White and bald.
Okay.
So Simpsons.
Oh, wow, I glitched out for a second there.
Oh, she's back.
She's back.
Oh. So right. Anyway, Simpsons, nice. Do it.
Is Homer your favorite character?
It's amazing. It needs no explanation. No, hey?
Is Homer your favorite character? If you had to pick one?
Is Homer my favorite character?
Like, how could it not be Homer, right?
He is the Simpsons. Ruh-roh.
Yeah,
is it Milhouse?
Homer. He does give me the most. He does give Nelson, me the most love.
No. Or is it stupid, yeah, exactly. Sexy?
I also really love Marge. Like, I just appreciate her.
Yeah, that's because you're a mum, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Racist.
And I relate. There's this one episode where she's got nothing to do, so she just sits there drinking wine. And I'm like, oh, it's me.
Totally. I get it.
I'm a groundskeeper Willie kind of girl.
Grease me up.
Yeah. Grease me up, woman.
Yeah.
There's how you do a Scottish accent, Wayne.
What? I don't know. Oh, that shit was gold and a half. Don't even worry about it. All right. So. Okay.
And specifically, like, Ned Flanders' body.
Ned Flanders' shower scene.
Steve Kate.
All right, when he goes,
yep.
Oh, just suddenly realized why Amy likes Groundskeeper Willie. It's not because of his sense of humor.
Gotcha. It's because of his Willie.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, like,
things to do around his Willie. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay. I mistakenly thought you were into his comedy.
Greasing him up—that's all I'm thinking about.
She prefers Man Scraper Willie, but
yeah.
All right, very nice. All right, Amy, your very most consumable.
Okay, well, this might surprise some people, but it is a game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of game?
Yeah.
So, it's not a game you play with other people. It's
Wayne might already be ahead of
you. The stranger?
Okay, so it's a specific... God damn it, guys, this is my number one.
I'm sorry, please, go on.
Okay, so it's Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back.
That's not at all where I thought this was going.
Exactly. Right.
What, it's the ball? You all know?
Have you played Crash Bandicoot? Anyone? Raise your hand.
No.
Not since I was 10.
Oh, okay. So Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back. I've actually spoken about it before on Fangirling. It is one of my most favorite games in the whole world, especially... there's one level called the Tiger Temple where Crash Bandicoot or his girlfriend gets to ride a tiger and they run over the Great Wall of China.
Do right? they have nice. To fight Joe Exotic at the end of the level?
he's the boss. Yeah.
So you can either be Joe or you can be Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. Every time I've seen a tiger, like on anything, seen it on a shirt, I was like, oh, this one's cute. Get the Carol Baskin one. Like tigers are now Carol Baskin.
Oh,
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. Anyway, Crash Bandicoot 2, play. Just play it. Do yourself a favor. It's great.
Is,
all right.
Can I ask you, is this a new game?
Get the... No, they re-released it, didn't they? They redid it, and they released all of the Crash Bandicoots like as a trilogy. A three-pack.
Yeah. So they're called like the Nostros.
I was going to say a threesome, and then I thought Wayne's here. I can't.
Yeah.
You learn fast, Rachel.
That's called a double team pack.
I think they're actually called like the Nitro Extreme pack, so you're not that far off, really.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much what Wayne's threesome's called as well.
Nitro Extreme.
Look, it's something like that. Don't quote me on it. But yeah, they really like it. Like...
I am on board with this. I'm intrigued. What platform do you use, Amy?
So I use my husband's old Xbox.
Ah!
Play them.
Xbox.
360.
Yeah.
Hot
so
damn.
You can download them off the Microsoft Store. I got it on special for $34.95.
Nice. Bargain.
Feels very expensive.
Yeah, that's 2000 way expensive.
For a game that it was big when Toy was 10.
You sound like my husband. I got it 50% off, okay?
What? 50%
damn.
Off. Oh, whoa, shit, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, so see, it's double, 70 yeah. bucks.
Yeah, the Microsoft model being, of course, to double the price and say 50% off.
Exactly.
In-game purchases. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Anyway, nothing describes the joy I felt when the first Ooga Booga opened up and I got to be crashed.
No.
So, I am the youngest one on this podcast, and it's showing.
So. Yeah, the old part's going, the what? The hoot a coot? Yeah.
Where do you play?
Everybody just watch The Stranger, whatever.
Done.
All right, Wayne, you're
way ahead of you.
Kids, I'm going to talk to you about a comic book, which I've never actually done before on any kind of podcast.
Woo.
So here's how we roll, okay?
Manifestly untrue.
I'm telling you. Well, talk about sort of
films.
Yeah, films. Yeah. Yeah, but not this. This is Kingdom Come.
Oh, yes. That's a good fucking comic.
Yeah. And I didn't even make a cum joke. It's like, this is, in fact, like such a good-ass comic, right? Forget about it. It's about all the DC people, like... And they're old now, and they've got kids, and they've got kids that they had together, which means Starfire and Nightwing have got Jizzwing or some shit, some fucking kid that's called something, right? And so, like, but the art in this, I'm going to tell you some shit, right? The art in this is, like, painted gouache by Alex Ross, who was the best artist ever.
That's pretty good.
So good.
Yeah.
It's so, like, and literally, this is so complex that tomes have been written by fans, like notes on each frame to say, in this battle, you can see this person, and that was the son and the daughter of this two. It's really, really wicked. And it's real just gangster looking. You should totally check it out. Kingdom Come, worth a download / buy. This is a trade paperback. It usually came in force bits. But yeah, real cool. Real cool.
Hell yeah, that's a good pick, man.
And vouch for it. And vouch.
That's probably the pick of the night, if I'm being honest.
I'm picking ASMR, but whatever.
Well, not your number one, then.
Well, it helps that that Wayne's bought show and tell to every single one.
Yeah, that's true. That
I didn't realize that was an option. I didn't bring anything.
Yeah.
Quick, Troy, turn around. You can give your number one. Just grab something off the shelf.
Just grab.
And this is my number one, the vibrator.
You fucking dumb shit. Not even knowing where your camera is.
All right, Cade, I believe we're over to you for your number one before we can get to Troy's expensive looking model.
All right. All right. Look, so I actually have two choices that I want to put in here. One is I feel like it's an obvious choice, and it's a little bit of a, I guess it might, you would call this a trigger for Troy. Which is just a little bit of.
Damn, son.
What is that? The X-Files?
Yeah. I would say, look, I want to say my troll pick is the X-Files, because the X-Files is one of the best bingeable TV shows of all time. But I'm going to go with something that is a genuine binge that everyone should watch. And even if you are not a fan of sport, you need to watch this. And that is The Test on Amazon Prime.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Amazon Prime.
You got to understand crumpets to understand cricket.
Oh.
Is that what it's about?
It is about cricket.
Oh,
it
is.
I'm surprised you even knew that much.
Thank you. I just couldn't
get it. But look, it is one of the best documentaries I've seen in a long time. It is thoroughly enjoyable, and it's a really good look behind the scenes of Australia cricket when it was going through a shithole of a time with all the cheating scandals, new captains, new coaches, and, you know, it's just a pretty damn good doco. And just for the sense of, you know, it's all about camaraderie in a team.
I look forward to the sequel, The Testies.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I love how we've all tried to have a serious moment in this live stream.
Except Wayne.
Oh, no, well, I Kingdom did. Kingdom Come came all over the place.
Yeah, he didn't make it come.
There he goes.
There we are, sorry.
And then somehow we followed up with something inappropriate. I just love it. It's a great vibe.
Yep. It was a safe bet, I reckon, Amy. I wasn't sure about that one. I watched the first 5 minutes, and then I had my fiance in my ear going, oh, my God, cricket. Oh, my God. I'd turn it off.
She's Asian like me. So
go give it a chance. Go give it a shot, because you don't even have to be a huge cricket fan. As long as you know what team sport is like, you can get on board with it, I think.
Yeah, I will just wait until after I finish Last Dance and then do that. That's my plan.
Yeah. Is she on board with The Last Dance?
She said she was more invested in that and would have given it a go, but I just went, I'm waiting for you to watch too many stuff, so I'm just doing it myself.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Very much.
Okay. Troy, here we go. Oh, last one for you, sir.
Thank you for getting that, Amy.
That's all right.
Did you say very much?
Yeah, a little.
Heard it so many times.
I know, damn it. All right.
unless I do it, say it again.
No, eat my balls. What the fuck?
It's like he's like, he doesn't know he can just stop talking.
You can't sit on that side of the studio anymore. Anyway, sorry, everyone. Please, go on. Who?
Number one, me. Yes. Look, my number one is a show that has been around for about 20 years that I only got to this year, but I managed to binge watch 100 episodes in the space of a few months. And that is, that is Curb Your Enthusiasm. Now, this is honestly one of the best shows on TV, one of the best shows to have been on TV for as consistently long as it has. And to have 10 seasons and 100 episodes and to be so goddamn funny, just it hasn't really, I don't remember there being an episode where it was a miss, like a complete miss. It's just so consistently funny. It largely relies on, I guess if you don't know what Curb Your Enthusiasm is, it basically follows the life of Larry David, the co-creator of Seinfeld, in his life after Seinfeld. And it's basically him, his wife, his manager Jeff, and his wife Susie. Later on they bring in a character by the name of Leon Black, who is probably right up there with one of the best characters ever put on TV. So if you haven't, you need to do yourself the favor of going back and rewatching it. Even though season one starts in the year 2000 and season 10 drops in 2020, so there is a massive gap, you know, of time. Some of it can be a little bit dated, but they're not afraid to basically touch anything. They'll touch anything. They'll touch racism, the Me Too movement. Bloody nothing is off bounds for Larry David. It's absolutely.
So it's still going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I didn't realize. I thought it finished a long time ago.
No, they came back, didn't
they? Good.
So season 9 dropped in 2017, and then season 10 dropped this year. So there's big gaps in between, you know, the like how they drop the seasons and stuff like that. But it's largely sort of based on, apparently, like the legend goes that the script is very, very basic, and it's just kind of like this is what we want to sort of happen in this scene, and then everything is pretty much improv. So,
oh, wow.
It's great.
You should anyone who hasn't seen it should Google Bob Einstein and his story when he tells Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David. It is the filthiest, most inappropriate story ever. Really good. It's really good. So, yeah, nice work.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll see you on TV.
Troy, you know, when you first started talking, I thought you were going to say Glee.
Hey, that's a good follow-up. That'd be an honorable mention. There's a good.
Hey, the Glee soundtrack rocks.
Oh, man. The Glee soundtrack. We've said this before. I think that some of the Glee songs are better than the originals.
Yes.
Oh yeah, the Katy Perry like one, the
100%.
That
was better than the original. Teenage Dream is better than the original because of the damn warblers. Yeah, that's the shits, man. Nice. All right, we're on board. Okay, cool. Paul's giving me looks like a. Yeah.
He's having a stroke. Yeah.
It's 2020, yeah. Man. You got to get on board.
That's right, man. It's off the chain.
Yeah, or just not.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't.
In the case of Glee.
But Curb Your Enthusiasm sounds great. So
do it. Do it.
Nice. Don't judge.
Not a Glee, though. No, it's no Glee.
We need to do it. We need to do like a Glee crossover, I think.
Okay.
Musical episode.
Right, so this becomes a musical.
Yeah.
You'll have heard Paul sing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Doing you all a favor. Gone in sick.
Okay, I'm going to continue the TV series run to round out this particular live stream, the first ever in CC Radio history.
Bring it.
It's the one you thought I was going to say before, Wayne. It is absolutely 8 seasons and 8 seasons only of magnificence.
Only.
It is Scrubs.
Oh, Scrubs. Yeah.
That's Start so yeah. your engines right now if you haven't seen episode one and get into it. Some of the most heartfelt and well-developed characters ever. It really pushed the envelope in terms of what was possible about 20 years or ish ago when it started. It really was racy for commercial TV.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's got that going for it. It jumps off into fantastic world and with the fantasies, which is a great blend with the drama of being in the hospital and people dying and shit. And then here's the bonus and why I get to my number one. Because right now you can watch from the start and then also listen to Fake Doctor's Real Friends, the Zach Braff and Donald Faison TV, sorry, podcast, whatever you call it. I don't know what podcasts are. Never heard of them.
No.
As a companion piece. And I tell you what, it is legitimately wonderful.
Like, it is.
I've tried a couple of these other ones. It's just there's no chemistry and it's fucking just going, oh, that was a good scene, wasn't it? Yeah, you acted really well. Thanks. I know. I was pretty good, wasn't I? Yeah. How about how good the director was? Awesome. Yeah.
This is not like that?
This is not like that at all.
I feel like you're
Office Girls.
Yeah, Office Girls right there, right? Yeah, I got 2 minutes into Office Girls. I was like, unsubscribe.
Nah. Yep. Really?
Yeah, whereas this one just nails it. They clearly are best mates, and it's just like all of us in our own respective podcasts just talking shit. And
not as filthy, though.
And as Mario says, Scrubs has the best music. They swear. A little bit like you were talking the other day, Michael Jordan in The Last Dance swearing.
Yeah.
They fuck this and this is fucking. Can you make that fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So Wayne suddenly just got very interested in this.
Well, no, it's just like, it's you're seeing behind the curtain.
Yes.
So, you know.
They're real people. They swear. Oh, who'd have thunk it?
No, I don't think I've heard like a jizz joke yet, though. So.
Nah, that is true.
Maybe. Is true. Maybe not. Maybe not for Wayne.
There's an episode on jizz, right? Okay. Yeah. All right. So.
That's what put it over the top for my number one, Scrubs, and the companion piece, Fake Doctor's Real Friends.
Love
Hooray! Very Yay! Good. We did it!
Excellent. Hooray!
You almost be tired, kids. Like it's like seven. What 10 to 8 over here?
It's 10 to 10.
Okay.
I start work at 5:30
a.m. Oh damn!
Oh my god!
Hot damn!
Amy's falling asleep.
That's commitment.
Rachel's already in bed.
Committed. It's happening. We're fine.
I think we've done a great job here, and we largely kept it on script, apart from certain bits at the start. So well done, us. Hooray.
Yay. Well done.
Nice one. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Are you going to ask Rachel a question?
Oh, Rachel, hit it.
Hmm? Troy, are you going to ask Rachel a question before
interrupted? I was just purely going to comment about it was a wine thing. It's okay.
We can tell that.
Classic Troy moment.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was gone. And now it's too far. And now we're here. And now this is.
And now it's a thing.
Now
that happens to everyone, man. You think yourself, oh, this joke is going to destroy. And then.
Listen, speaking of behind the curtains, have the four of you hung out together ever?
No, I've never met these people before.
Yeah.
No.
I saw Kate at the shops the other day.
The first time that we actually ever met each other, the four of us were together.
Really?
It was at the cinema.
Wait, that makes sense if you think about it both ways.
Well, like, as a group, is what you mean, right?
Yeah.
No, like the first time that we ever saw each other in person, it was the four of us together. So it wasn't like I met somebody and then somebody met somebody. It wasn't. So we were all together.
Right. But surely, surely, Cade and Troy had met.
Infinity War thing.
Yeah, we've met. It's
that's right.
We know each other fairly well.
We always,
you know what?
What's fair. Happening?
It's fair. We were all so nice to each other. Well, mostly. till this moment. Look, it's been a pleasure. Now, I don't know, KJ, have anything to say to wrap up the live stream today?
No.
This is your baby.
Maybe we together? Could we could just, everyone just give yourselves a plug of every podcast that you do, any type of thing that you do online. Paul, Wayne, give us a
I've already given myself a plug, but let's say that.
Prove it.
Go ahead, Paul, you do it. You do it.
That's just cool. Wait, just wait till I get out of here. yeah, it's a countdown. Movie Interviews podcast. If you haven't listened to us, or if you have listened to us once or twice, try again. You know, you never know. Maybe third time's a charm.
Don't count on it, though.
But you do have to deal with what I have to deal with, which is that. And I don't have the soundboard to battle back today, so I just have to rely on
now they
this.
Might listen. They might listen.
Oh, won't talk.
Is it still on air? Sorry, everyone.
There we go. Got there in the end.
All right.
That's us. Next, cab off the rink.
Amy, Rachel, tell us about your podcast.
So we are
fangirling.
Well.
Ray's got a bigger delay than everyone.
Yeah, she does. Rachel, you describe.
So you can find us on iTunes. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Am I going to?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Spotify. You can visit our page on Facebook. We are part of ccradio.com.au. And you can join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
Can we replace Kate's shitty voice at the start of episode
Kate's
with that?
Voice. Let's go with ASMR.
Rachel, can you re-record that, please, for us all?
Absolutely.
The CC Radio podcast.
Yeah, it's on the list. I actually want someone else to do it because there's a massive plosive in it when I did it. So. And Troy, I hear you also have a fake radio show too. Can you enlighten me about the ongoings that happens with that type of program? Thank you. And if you could do that in an audio format, that would be fantastic so I can hear that with my ears. And
ideal.
Now you can talk.
Can I go? I'm one half of the great mates with the man directly above me, Kate. And we've never met, apparently. We've never met, never been in the same room with each other intimately. But we basically host a podcast. We've done so for about 4 years, but this is a great mate to see the sticker up here. We just get together and we talk shit. It's mostly pop culture related, but you know, we just crack on for about half an hour or so. Bit of nonsense.
It works.
There's a thing with that type of show. Troy comes in with a really fantastic game plan of, hey, this is what we're going to talk about. This is what we're going to do. What do you think about that? That's really good. And I do my best to never get to that point. Do my best to never let him talk about what he wanted to talk about.
Love it. Love it, Troy.
Yeah, it's oh god, it's so good. I love it so much. Okay, hey, why don't you tell us about your other fucking show or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's just a little show. It's called Believe. I interview individuals who have had weird encounters with stuff that's weird. I don't know. That's probably the best way to do it. You can find that on ccradio.com.au or believepod.com. For some reason, I had to go get its own website because of slowing down the main one with all the traffic.
Oh, okay.
What a bragging ass motherfucker.
Yeah. Swinging his big
Believe's shoulders are really sore because they've been holding the rest of us all up. So.
No, but it's a good show. Just as good as all the other shows on the network. But you know what? If I had to pick a favorite, it's I have to say it's fangirling because Amy and Rachel seem to hit a home run with every bloody episode. Always come out of there, I'm like, damn, girls, how do you do this shit?
We plan nothing. That's how we do it.
It's how to do it.
We're all talent people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Troy sitting over there like, fuck you guys.
No, it's good. It's whatever. Good.
Thanks, Kate. That's really nice. We appreciate
well,
that.
Can we? Let's all thank the listeners for joining us today. Anyone who did to weigh in and have a listen, anyone's come back to check it out after the fact, thank you very, very much. And thank you to Cade for getting this one off the ground, for organizing it, putting it all together.
No. He's had enough. He's had enough. He's big dicked himself up. You don't have to do it anymore.
Well, I do want to acknowledge one last thing, and maybe this is what we can go out on. You notice how the rest of us all just in a normal room with normal lighting?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's
Cade's in the fucking Twilight Zone, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is pimped out. That
the color
is
out of space.
No, no. Right, I want that shit happening here instead of all this ass. Like, yeah. That's nice work right there.
Hey. The reason it's like so fancy tonight is because I was, I do a call in show for Believe once a month. And my work just so happened to buy all this lighting equipment for real work. So we decided, hey.
Real work.
Yeah, for real work. Like, so we decided, hey, why not just do some cool stuff in the with the lighting and I'll give it a go.
You're changing the colors and shit, yo.
Oh,
damn.
If there was any chance at all, dude, that after this Wayne wasn't going to jerk off, it's just about
dude, I'm Asian. LEDs are very important to me. You only seen Fast and the Furious? The bottom of the car is lit up colors.
That's where three out of Wayne's 4 stars came from, that's for sure. All right. On that one, I don't think we can go out on any better bombshell. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
And good much. Night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.